I'm such a fucking pussy for doing this here at the 40 Watt, because I'm like the most suburban. I've become the most suburban, boring guy on the planet now. Like, I used to live in the shittiest neighborhoods. I used to live in San Francisco in the Lower Haight at the corner of Mug Whitey and Stab Whitey. And then I moved to Los Angeles to this block of Normandy Avenue that was so fucking frightening. Like, at 3 in the morning, you'd be lying in bed and you heard coming up the street what sounded like an old Dutch woman and then a 5-year-old kid from the Bronx and Popeye having a screaming argument with each other. And then as they got closer, you realize, oh, that's one guy, because those were the fucking nutballs that wandered my neighborhood. The building I lived in was called the Sterling Apartments. Such a shithole. And when I renewed my lease, I got a mimeograph. Mimeograph? What am I, 60? I was having a phosphate down at the drugstore. And I was in the middle of reading the new serialized Fitzgerald and Collier's. And oh, I tell you, I was late to an ether frolic. She gives me this thing where it says, thanks for staying on the winning team at the Sterling Apartments. And I was like, is that the winning team that includes the Bolivian woman with night terrors who lives below me, who wakes up every morning at 4 a.m. going, El Diablo! And then the fucking Japanese ska band next to me that only does like 70s BTO covers all day, taking care of business. And the creepy gay guy that smells like Lipton soup mix and the inappropriately short shorts just rides the elevator, never gets off. Hey, how you doing? Are you cutting down on your carbs? You're looking real cut. Oh, God. I wish my fingers emitted mace.